up, guys? It's the podcast known as Stretch Goose. I am Manuel. And here we go. Happy, happy Tuesday. Let's see, how many things can we come up with? Terrible Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, Terrific Tuesday, Tenacious Tuesday. I don't know. What do you guys think? What other ways you can, what other ways can you knock out the whole Tuesday thing? Because, you know, it's like, because you know how they go, magnificent Monday, terrific Tuesday, wonderful Wednesday. I don't know. Do they have one for Thursday? I know it's I know it's Fabulous Friday. I know it's something like that. I don't know, guys. What do you think we should call Tuesday? I like Taco Tuesday personally, or maybe Spaghetti Thursday. Do you guys do that? Do you guys actually do that shit? You know, when you sit there with your partner, I don't know, could be married, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. Do you sit there and go, you know what day it is? It's Thursday. It's Spaghetti Thursday. Do you guys do that shit? And if you do, give me some examples. Like, what is your go-to? I'd love to know. Drop it in the comments. I would love to read that shit. Is there anybody watched News Nation? Anybody watched it recently within the last, I don't know, two or three days? They had this exclusive UFO recovery thing. I guess they had a guy on there that was like a part of the team that would recover UFOs and shit. And he had like an actual video. And it looks like a rope with like a wrapping on an egg retrieval type thing. And they said the egg was actually 10 feet long or some massive size. It doesn't show up on the camera though. And when I'm looking at it and I'm looking at the video and I'm just kind of like, that just looks fake as shit. But what do I know, guys? I'm not a video expert per se. You know, I don't have the expertise, but that egg just looks like an egg that you would find on a fucking Easter egg hunt. And that rope, I don't know, man. It doesn't look real to me. But, I mean, News Nation is a reputable source. I wouldn't know if, would they put crap on TV like everybody else? I don't know. Very confusing. Anyway, guys, let's get into this. Did you know the Oakland, California mayor, the former mayor, actually, I'm sorry, her name is Sheng Tao. She was indicted, dude. Boy, was she indicted. Well, the current mayor is Nikki Fortunato Base, Boss or Base, something like that. She was sworn in on December of 2024 after the previous mayor, Sheng Tao, was ousted in a recall. Why was she recalled? It was dissatisfaction mainly to the handling of several key issues like public safety, i.e. crime, homelessness, i.e. people running around making nonsense, economic development. They lost a couple of franchises. The recall campaign gained momentum as critics argued that her policies were ineffective and failed to address the actual needs. Yes, kids, she was bad. But according to CBS News, OaklandCalifornia.gov, and KQED, she has been indicted on federal corruption charges. The indictment was announced on January 17th of 2025, involving allegations of bribery, mail fraud, wire fraud, and other illegal practices. She, along with her boyfriend, Andre Jones, and the Dong family, David and Andy, are accused of accepting bribes in exchange for allowing the Dong family to exert illegal influence over city government. The scheme began in October of 2022 before the 2022 mayoral election. The prosecution claims that Tao promised to extend contracts to the Dong's recycling company. I hope I'm saying that name right. I'm sure I'm fucking blowing it, but I apologize to anybody associated with that name. The recycling company California Waste Solutions in return for financial benefits, including a $75,000 payment for a negative mailer program against her election opponent and a $95,000 no-show job for Jones. So he got paid $95,000 up front to do nothing, and then a $75,000 payment for a negative mail campaign against her opponent. Of course, the federal agents raided her home on Thursday, and they grabbed a bunch of shit out of her house, as they often do, you know, computers and all that shit. As of 9:30 that day, they were still at her house. I believe they raided it on Thursday of the week of Christmas. I can't really tell by the article. But of course, the Oakland mayor has been under intense scrutiny in recent months for the city's crime rate, the departure of the A's, and that is from political.com. Wow. So she got popped, and yeah, crazy shit. We knew she was full of it when she, for some reason, couldn't get the Oakland A's, the shittiest baseball team on record, to stay in Oakland. And of course, the Raiders and the Warriors left prior to that, and it just snowballed from there. Hopefully she goes to jail for a very long time. Now, of course, in the spirit of whether or not news is trusted, CNN, once again, was found liable for defamation in the security contractor's Afghanistan story. A Florida jury on Friday determined that CNN defamed security contractor Zachary Young, who argued that his reputation and business were destroyed after he was featured in a November 2021 segment on the network about the high cost of evacuating Afghans from the country after the Taliban took power. 8.5 hours of deliberations over 2 days, that they awarded Young a $5 million for lost business opportunities as well as pain and suffering. The jury also elected to award Young punitive damages, typically a much larger amount that is intended to punish CNN and to put other media companies on notice. That amount will be determined later on Friday after additional testimony is presented about CNN's financial value. And of course, I believe that's also a proposal that has been kind of floated. I know it's all bullshit and it's all childish, but Elon Musk, I believe, tweeted out, "What if I buy CNN? Yes or no?" So he probably is well aware of this bullshit too. If finding CNN guilty of the defamation, the jurors concluded that the network's report was materially false, was done with the least at least negligence, and caused Young actual damages. Kyle Roach, one of Young's attorneys, thanked the jury. "I know he feels heard in a way that he hasn't felt over 3 years since the segment was played. I can't tell you how much that means to both Young and to the team." Of course, the trial took about 2 weeks, and and of course, at the end of the day, his story was not factually reported. He lost business over it. They paid him a bunch of money. But this has been an ongoing problem with CNN. And I know CNN likes to bring up the Fox. I know if you're a CNN apologist, you love to bring up what happened with Fox News and the $787 million suit. But they've also have other things that they've retracted and corrected. These are things the difference between Fox and CNN, it seems, over the last 10 years is Fox will retract, reprint, and go forward with corrections and apologies. CNN does not do that, and they end up getting sued. So they have already lost $5 million to Zachary Young. If you remember the Covington Catholic case, they lost upwards of $279 million in damages. They've also had there hasn't been a definitive update on this, but the kid at the football game wearing the black face on one side, red on the other, some cultural appropriations thing, one of the pundits said, that's also going through the court system as well. But you've also got what happened with Donald Trump and ABC with that defamation slash retraction. And it is making me wonder what is going on with these guys. Like, why are they having so much trouble in this entire thing? Like, what is really going on? What is the underlying issue? Anyway, if you guys have an opinion on this, I'd love to hear it. You can email me at stretchgoose@fontsmedia.com, or you can comment on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And in the process of that, you know, do me the biggest of favors and give me one of them 5-star reviews, or at least give me a C grade, you know, at least set the bar in the middle. Give me an opportunity to pass it. There's a couple of things that I want to get to in regards to the ceasefire. And I'm going to close the show with this, this whole issue of the ceasefire. And my theory on the Middle East. Now, I have nothing prepped. There's no notes of how long Jerusalem was, or where the Jews were moved to, or whether or not the Palestinians existed, whatever. You know, I'm not going to get into all that. I'm going to get into essentially why I think they're constantly fighting. And I don't 100% believe it's a religious thing. You know, in terms of their religion is better than mine or whatever. I don't believe that's it at all. I think they both have their own, you know, Jews have their religious values. You know, if you're into Islam, you have your own core values. And I don't think that they get mad at each other over that. What I think it is exactly the one thing in the one area that is constantly in the middle of the fight. And that is the actual area where Jesus was born, or the prophet Muhammad raised up into the sky, or whichever God or not God, deity, whatever it is in those religions, that is the general location. And in that, in every single group, from the Palestinians to the Jordanians to the Jews to the Islamic, Iran, Iraq, that entire region, Saudi Arabia, they all believe in their heart and in their text that is their birthright, that is their land. And then in the fact that they don't, none of them want to share that land. But I for the last 60-70 years, Jerusalem has been controlled by the Jewish people, and they have received a large amount of help after World War II. I will agree that it's a little sketchy, but the reason I believe that they did is because of the persecution that they got from the Germans at that time, and the displacement that they got at that time from Europe when they were pushed off by the Nazis. They had nowhere to really go. And the British that gave them that region. We can agree or disagree as to what happened there, why it went down. I might be a little foggy on the facts, but I'm not far off the mark here. And I think that is the part that has enraged everyone, is because they were handed a piece of everyone's religion, without even a discussion. And obviously, if you are 100% a state and a country, as Jerusalem has turned into, obviously you're going to fight to keep it. And I think that's where the issue lies. And you can put all these guys in a room and have a conversation, and all of them are going to start fighting because they all truly believe that the land of Jerusalem belongs to them and nobody else. Now, if you're a biblical scholar, by all means, chime in. Let me know what the real, what you believe the real reasons are. But I personally, myself, I think it has a lot to do with the simple fact that they all believe that their God, if you will, came out of that dirt, that spot, where it's the birth of Christ, the rise of Muhammad, even the site of the crucifixion, that whole area, they all believe it's theirs. It's their holy land. And nobody should have it or get it for free. And it's, and throughout history, it, and that whole area has been taken over throughout history time and time and time and time again. And unfortunately, it's going to keep happening because they're never going to agree. They're never going to say, you know what, you can have that corner. Because it doesn't matter where I'm at, I can still, depending on which religion you believe, I can still get on my hands and knees and pray in that direction to where I believe the Holy Land is. Or you know what, you got, it's all good. You know what, our God comes with us wherever we go. But they will never, it'll never get to that. And that's why they protest wherever they're located, because they know there's opposition. And the Jewish people, I got to say, in a small way, you have to understand where they're coming from, because, you know, they were pushed around quite a bit in the from the 1900 to 1945. That 45-year period, they were shoved all over the place. They were pushed into wherever said country wanted them to be. And they also had the that issue. I mean, technically there's a metaphorical story in the Bible in regards to Moses and leading his people out of bondage, you know, with the Egyptians. It is a constant thing. And I got to say, I understand why they're pissed off all the time, why they act the way that they do, and why they want to fight to keep whatever they have because of everything that's happened to them. But I also understand it from the other side. When you are living in that area and you're suddenly told you can't be there anymore because we have to put other people there, and that's without even a shot from a gun, I'd be pissed too. I would be angry about that, and I would want to do everything in my power to wipe them out. So I'm not, and of course, now that you have the recent issue with Palestine is a region that is on the map right now. I know it wasn't on the map before. I know that these people were not referred to as Palestinian before. Now that they are, I also know that they are not wanted by the Egyptians. That's why their wall is just as fortified as Jerusalem. I also know the Jordanians don't want them. These are a people that are completely isolated from the world, and they've been pushed out. And the people that they voted to put in charge want nothing to do with them and have no interest in enriching their lives. All they want to do is just simply destroy everybody around them, because they're on defense too. And it's not a shock that they take all the aid. It's not a shock that the group in charge takes everything apart and turns it into weapons, because they're not going to get subsidized with weapons. This whole issue is a complete shit show, basically. And I wanted you to understand my feeling on it. Do I my stance is this, and I want you to understand what I'm saying. Is this situation will never be made whole to anybody. They all believe within their heart, deep into their bones, down to their toes, that Jerusalem is the holy land of all of their religions in that region. And not one person has a right to it. And that's why they fight. That is the reason, and that is the most cut and dry reason that is in existence today. I know everybody out there, every political nut, every internet hack out there tries to explain this like it is an actual good versus evil, and I don't believe that's the case. But again, you guys have every opportunity to like it, share it, subscribe to it, and leave a comment to convince me otherwise on this issue. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later.